Documentary evidence? Returning to the immediate subject, we now review the evidence which is offered for exterminations of Hungarian Jews. It is mainly documentary. We will essentially disregard the IMT affidavit, 2605 PS, of Kesna, given September 13, 1945. Kesna was a Hungarian Jew who was in contact with Eichmann and Associates in Budapest in 1944. His affidavit declares that 475,000 Hungarian Jews had been deported by June 27, 1944. It also gives a general quote-unquote history of the entire extermination program, said to be based on things told Kesna by SS Colonel Kurt Becker and SS Captain Dieter Wislitzany. That he enjoyed the confidence of these men is entirely possible, however, because in 1954, as an influential member of Ben-Gurion's Mapai party in Israel, he was accused by another Hungarian Jew of having been a collaborator of Becker, one of Eichmann's superiors in the SS operations in Hungary. The resulting libel actions, with verdicts against Kesna, generated a major political crisis in Israel, whose catastrophic consequences were averted by the assassination of Kesna in 1957. Kesna was another victim of the hoax. Wislitzany, Eichmann's subordinate in Hungary, also gave an affidavit on November 29, 1945, and supporting testimony at the IMT on January 3, 1945. The affidavit is another English-language job with, for example, the obscure, for a German, expression heads, for people in transports. In Wislitzany's story, there were written orders, given in early 1942 by Himmler, to exterminate the Jews. The orders were addressed to, among others, the inspector of concentration camps who, according to the later testimony of Huss, was not intended by Himmler to know anything about the program. The major evidence is a collection of reputed German Foreign Office documents. In March 1944, one Dr. Fesenmeier of the Foreign Office was sent to Hungary as plenipotentiary to act for the German government, supplementing the activities of Special Ambassador Ritter. Fesenmeier communicated a great deal with the Foreign Office in Berlin via telegram. A document, NG 2263, shown in Figure 30 contained in the print and ebook editions of this book, is typical of those which are said to be one of these telegrams, taken from Foreign Office files. As a telegram received at the Foreign Office, it naturally does not have Wiesenmeier's signature. The endorsements consist in the Foreign Office stamps that have been used, and the handwritten notation on the left, which says that the document is to be filed under Hungary, and is initialed by von Todden, and dated, VTH4/7. It reads, quote, I, transport of Jews out of Zone 3 concluded with 50,805 according to plan. Total number out of Zones 1 to 3 340,162. 2. Concentration in Zone 4 and transport out of that zone concluded with 41,499 according to plan. Total number 381,661. Continuation of operations had been separately reported with teletypes number 279 of 27th of June, number 287 of 29th of June and number 289 of 30th of June to Fuschel. Concentration in Zone 5, hitherto uncovered region west of the Danube without Budapest, commenced 29th of June. Simultaneously, smaller actions in the suburbs of Budapest commenced as preparatory measures. A few small transports of political, intellectual and specially skilled Jews, and Jews with many children, are also underway, unquote. It is a collection of such documents that constitutes the evidence for the deportation of over 400,000 Hungarian Jews between May 15 and early July of 1944. In my determination, the relevant documents are summarized as below. The nature of the endorsements is indicated in each case. Naturally, not all documents dealing with anti-Jewish measures, including deportations during the relevant time period, are involved, only those are listed which might be claimed to compel an interpretation consistent with the extermination claims. NG 2059, mimeographed copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated May 8, 1944. A certain number of Jews previously scheduled for deportation are to be put to work on military projects in Hungary instead. Application for the 100,000 employable Hungarian Jews requested by Organization TOT, the Spear Ministry, must be made to Glucks of the WVHA, who is in charge of the deportation of Hungarian Jews. The endorsement is Todden's initials. NG 2060, in two parts. The second part is a mimeograph copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to Ribbentrop via Ritter, dated April 21, 1944. It reports that 100,038 Hungarian Jews have been confined to camps as a result of the special operations. The endorsements are a top-secret stamp and Todden's initials. The descriptive material accompanying the document, the staff evidence analysis, indicates that Geiger's initials also appear, but this is not confirmed by examination of the rest of the material, in this case the English translation only. NG-2061, mimeographed copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated May 20, 1944. It reports arrests of people involved with the anti-Nazi underground, and the interception of, quote, intelligence material concerning the alleged conditions in the German concentration camps and the government general. In particular, the happenings in the Auschwitz camp are described in detail, unquote. The endorsements are a Foreign Office stamp and Todden's initials, although the staff evidence analysis says it is initialed by Geiger. NG-2190, the first part is a covering note for the second part. Signed by Todden and Wisberg and initialed by Wagner, and stamped top secret. The second part is a report from Todden to the Foreign Office on anti-Jewish measures in Hungary, dated May 26, 1944. It is reported that the Hungarian government has agreed to the deportation to the eastern territories of all Hungarian Jews, with the exception of 80,000 to be retained for labor on military projects. The number of Hungarian Jews is estimated at 900,000 to 1 million. Most of the Jews outside Budapest have been concentrated in ghettos. As of May 24, 116,000 had been deported to the general government in daily shipments of 14,000. The Jewish Council in Budapest, same as the Jewish Senate of the Red Cross report excerpt, was reassured that these measures were directed only against unassimilated Jews, and that others were to be treated differently. However, the SS expects difficulties with future concentration and deportation measures anyway. Plans for future measures are outlined. Problems stemming from the differing German and Hungarian definitions of a Jew are discussed. It is estimated that about one-third of the Hungarian Jews deported to Auschwitz are able to work, and that these are distributed immediately after arrival to Zaukel, Organisation Todt, etc. Stamped top secret and signed by Todden. The third part is a covering note for the fourth part, initialed by Wagner and Todden, with handwritten references to Eichmann. The fourth part is a summary of Todden's report, with no endorsement. NG-2230, a copy of a two-page letter, dated April 24, 1944, from Todden to Eichmann, relaying the contents of NG-2233, next to be discussed. Both pages initialed by Todden. Date stamp and handwritten notations on bottom of page 1. Note, the second time I consulted document NG-2230, it was an entirely different document, so there may be some error here. NG-2233, in two parts. First part is a copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to Ritter, dated April 23, 1944. It reports on the work of interning Jews from the Carpathians in ghettos. 150,000 Jews have already been rounded up. It is estimated that 300,000 Jews will have been affected when the action is completed. The internment of Jews in other areas is then to follow. From May 15 on, 3,000 Jews are to be shipped daily to Auschwitz, and in order not to hold up their transport, the transfer of the 50,000 Jews, demanded for work in the Reich by Fesenmeier, will temporarily be held up. For reasons of security, feeding, and footwear, it is not considered practicable to send them on foot. The endorsement is the stamp of the Foreign Office, classified material. The second part of the document is a carbon copy of a letter from Todden to Eichmann, dated April 24, repeating the substance of the telegram. Initialed by Todden. NG-2235, a carbon copy of a telegram from Wagner to Fesenmeier, dated May 21, 1944. It is reported that Todden is to visit Budapest shortly to discuss the disposal of the property of German and Hungarian Jews, within the framework of the general European solution of the Jewish question. Initialed by Wagner. There also appear to be initials VM on the document, but it does not appear that this is supposed to be Wiesenmeier's initials. NG-2236, a typed memo from Wagner to Stengracht, dated July 6, 1944. Wagner states that it is the Reich policy to prevent Jewish emigration. The War Refugee Board request, through Switzerland, that emigration of Hungarian Jews to Palestine be permitted, must be denied because that would alienate the Arabs. Anyway, the Swiss-American intervention will be too late by the end of the month, for the anti-Jewish action in Hungary will be completed by that time. Stamped secret and signed by Wagner. Initialed by Todden and, possibly, by Henke. NG-2237, a mimeographed copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated June 10, reporting that the measures for the concentration of Jews located north of Budapest had started, and that deportation of the Jews would start June 11. The endorsement is a Foreign Office stamp and Todden's initials. NG-2238, typewritten memo by Wagner proposing that negotiations with the Swiss and Swedes on emigration of Hungarian Jews be treated in a dilatory manner, until the question of the treatment of the Jews remaining in Hungary had definitely been solved. Dated September 16, 1944. Signed by Wagner, initialed by Todden and illegible others. NG 2262, a mimeographed copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to Ritter, dated May 4, reporting that evacuation of 310,000 Jews of the Carpathian and Transylvanian regions into Germany, Nach Deutschland, is scheduled to begin in the middle of May. Four daily transports, each holding 3,000, are contemplated. The necessary rail arrangements will be made at a conference in Vienna on May 4. Foreign Office stamp and Todden's initials. NG 2263, a mimeographed copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated June 30, reporting that 381,661 Hungarian Jews had been deported as of June 30. Roundups had started west of the Danube, not including Budapest, and also in the suburbs of Budapest. Foreign Office stamp and Todden's initials. NG 2424, in two parts. The first part is a typed letter from Foreign Office Press Chief Schmidt to Foreign Office Secretary of State Stengracht, dated May 27, suggesting a propaganda campaign, quote, the discovery of explosives in Jewish clubs and synagogues, unquote, etc., to precede any actions against the Jews of Budapest. The endorsement is initialing by Wagner. The second part is a typed copy of a telegram from Todden to Budapest, dated June 1, passing on the suggestion. Initialed by Wagner and Todden. NG 2980, in three parts. The first part is a typed copy of a telegram from Wagner to Budapest, dated May 21, announcing a forthcoming visit to Budapest by Todden, for negotiations on the Jewish problem. Stamped and initialed by Wagner. The second part is an unsigned carbon copy of a letter from Todden to Wagner, constituting a covering letter for Todden's report on his activities in Budapest. Stamped top secret. The third part is the typed five-page report, dated May 25. It is reported that special referent for Jewish questions at the German embassy in Budapest von Adamovic, quote, has no idea of the actual intentions or of the practical application of the measure against the Jews, unquote. He also reports a visit to Eichmann's office, where he learned that 116,000 Jews had been deported to the Reich, and that the deportation of another 200,000 was imminent. Concentration of about 250,000 Jews of the provinces north and northwest of Budapest will begin June 7. More plans are given. It is estimated that only about 80,000 Jews able to work will remain in Hungary. The entire operation is to be concluded by the end of July. The report is 5 pages long, and the only endorsement is a top-secret stamp on the first page. NG 5510, a typed copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, date May 8, stating that Count Bethlen and Dr. Schilling do not approve of the Jewish action, and that Fesenmeier will therefore request their dismissal. Quote, Count Bethlen declared that he did not want to become a mass murderer and would rather resign, unquote. The endorsements consist of a top-secret stamp and a handwritten notation to file under Hungary. NG 5532, a typed copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to Foreign Minister Ribbentrop, dated July 9, reporting Hungarian Minister of the Interior Jarosz's intention to concentrate the Budapest Jews outside of Budapest and then, quote, release them gradually in batches of 30 to 40,000 Jews for transport to the Reich, unquote. No endorsement. NG 5533, a typed copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated June 14, asserting that numerous Hungarian Jews had been slipping into Slovakia, quote, since we pounced upon them, unquote, after March 19. Stamped with Hungary, and State Secretary handwritten on the bottom. NG 5565, an original typed copy of a telegram from Todden to the German Embassy in Pressburg, dated May 2, announcing that a conference will be held May 4 to 5 in Vienna for the purpose of organizing rail transport for, quote, a large number of Hungarian Jews for work in the Eastern Territories, unquote. Stamped secret and initialed by Todden. NG 5567, a mimeographed copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated June 17, giving the total number of Hungarian Jews deported to the Reich as 326,009. Stamped and initialed by Todden. The staff evidence analysis states that the document is initialed by Wagner and Reichel, but this is not confirmed by the documents I examined. NG 5568, a mimeographed copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated June 8. Quote, in execution of Jewish measures in Hungary, basic principle to be observed is secrecy regarding dates of deportation and of zones, which will be cleansed one after the other in order to avoid disquieting of Jewish elements and attempts to emigrate. This applies especially to the city district of Budapest, which is to be the last zone, and where difficulties in this respect are to be expected, unquote. Stamped and blue pencil noted by Todden. NG 5569, in several parts. The first and major part is a mimeograph of a telegram from Ludin in Pressburg, Slovakia, to the Foreign Office, dated June 14. It is reported that guards had entered the trains deporting Jews from Hungary across Slovakia, and had robbed the Jews of money and jewelry, and had shot some. They had then used the proceeds to get drunk at a nearby restaurant. Stamped. Next four parts are notes discussing the incident. Various stamps, initials of Wagner, Todden, and Merbach. NG 5570, mimeographed copies of five telegrams. The first is dated October 14, and reports the plans to deport about 50,000 Jews by foot from Hungary for labor in the Reich. It is added, confidentially, that, quote, Eichmann plans to request 50,000 additional Jews in order to reach the ultimate goal of cleaning of Hungarian space, unquote. Stamped and handwritten notes. Next four parts discuss operations with Budapest Jews and also with the Jews being deported for labor. Stamps and initialings by Wagner and Todden. NG 5571, typewritten telegrams exchanged by Fesenmeier and Altenburg of the Foreign Office, dated June 25 and 28. In view of the, quote, liquidation of the Jewish problem in Hungary, unquote, the Hungarian government should reimburse the Reich with the corresponding amounts of foodstuffs. Stamps. NG 5573, typed report by Wagner to Ribbentrop, dated October 27. Of the 900,000 Jews who had been in Hungary, 437,402 had been sent for quote-unquote labor to the East. A discussion of Hungarian Jews being allowed to emigrate follows. Stamped and initialed by Merbach. NG 5576, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated June 30. Horthy objected to measures against the Budapest Jews but agreed to postpone measures. Thus, quote, assembling in last provincial zone 5, so far not covered space west of Danube, with exclusion of Budapest, has started. Simultaneously, assembling will be carried out within jurisdiction of 1st Constabulary Commando in remoter suburbs of Budapest, in order to facilitate drive in capital, unquote. Stamped. NG 5594, anonymous telegram from Budapest to the Foreign Office, dated April 18. The, quote, Hungarian population urgently desires a swift, radical solution to the Jewish problem, since fear of Jewish revenge is greater than the fear of Russian brutality, unquote. Handwritten notations to file. NG 5595, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated April 28. Special operations in Hungary had resulted in the arrest of 194,000 Jews. Stamped and handwritten notations. NG 5596, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated April 28. 194,000 Jews arrested by the special operations, and Hungarian plans to distribute the Budapest Jews throughout the city on account of the Allied bombing raids. Stamped. NG 5597, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated April 30. 194,000 Jews arrested by the special operations, and discussion of Jews trying to be conscripted for labor in Hungary in order to avoid concentration camps. Stamped and handwritten notations. NG 5599, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated May 5. 196,700 Jews arrested by the special operations. Stamped and handwritten notations. NG 5600, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated May 6. Jews are being rounded up, and the Jews think that they are, quote, only going to the special camps temporarily, unquote. Stamped. NG 5602, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated May 24. 110,556 Hungarian Jews have been deported. Stamped, handwritten notations, and illegible initials. NG 5603, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated May 19. 51,000 Hungarian Jews deported. Stamped and handwritten notations. NG 5604, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated May 20. 62,644 Hungarian Jews deported. Stamped and handwritten notations. NG 5605, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated May 20. Same report as NG 2061. Handwritten notations. NG 5607, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated May 16. The deportation of the 300,000 Jews concentrated in the Carpathian area and in Transylvania had begun on May 14, with four special trains with 3,000 Jews in each leaving daily. Stamped and handwritten notations. NG 5608, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office dated May 25. 138,870 Hungarian Jews had been deported to the Reich. Stamped and handwritten notations. NG 5613, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated July 20. The Hungarian Nazis got the Franciscans to schedule a Thanksgiving Mass to celebrate the deportation of the Jews, but the bishop objected, and certain compromises had to be made. Stamped and handwritten notations. NG 5615, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated July 11. 437,402 Hungarian Jews had been deported. Stamped and handwritten notations. NG 5616, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated July 8. 422,911 Hungarian Jews had been deported to the Reich. Stamped. NG 5617, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated June 17. 340,142 Hungarian Jews had been deported to the Reich. Stamped and handwritten notations. NG 5618, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated June 17. 326,000 Hungarian Jews had been deported to the Reich. Stamped and handwritten notations. NG 5619, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated June 13. 289,357 Jews had been deported from the Carpathian and Transylvanian regions. Future plans for deportation are outlined. Stamped and handwritten notations. NG 5620, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated June 8. Document, except for staff evidence analysis, was missing from the collection consulted, but it is apparently similar to those immediately preceding and immediately following. NG 5621, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated June 2. 247,856 Hungarian Jews had been deported to the Reich. Stamped and handwritten notations. NG 5622, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated June 1. 236,414 Hungarian Jews had been shipped to the Reich. Stamped. NG 5623, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated June 1. 217,236 Hungarian Jews had been shipped to the Reich. Stamped and handwritten notations. NG 5624, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to the Foreign Office, dated May 31. 204,312 Hungarian Jews had been shipped to the Reich. Stamped and handwritten notations. NG 5637, typed memo from Wagner to Stengracht, dated May 21, 1943. Wagner reports a visit from the Hungarian ambassador. Difficulties relating to solution of the Jewish problem in Hungary were discussed. The deportations would have to be carried out in stages and, in order not to alarm those left behind, the ones deported should be allowed, quote, a possibility to earn a living, at least for a short period, unquote. Stamped and signed by Wagner. NG 5684, typewritten copy of a telegram from Fesenmeier to Ribbentrop, dated July 6. A six-page report of a conference with Horthy, who mentioned that, quote, he received a flood of telegrams every day from all quarters abroad and at home, for instance from the Vatican, from the King of Sweden, from Switzerland, from the Red Cross and other parties, unquote, in regard to the Hungarian Jews. He advocated keeping Jewish physicians and also the Jewish labor companies who had been assigned to war-related tasks. Fesenmeier told him that, quote, the solution of the Jewish question was carried out by Hungary, but could never have been completed without SS and SD support, unquote. Initialed by Stengracht. A few words on the general conditions, under which this document's analysis was carried out, are in order before proceeding to interpret this evidence. Unless one goes to Washington to examine original documents, what one typically has made available when a specific document is examined, may consist of as many as four parts. First, there may be a photostatic copy of the original document. This happens only in a minority of cases. The other three parts are almost always available. First, there is the mimeographed reproduction, in German, of the original document. Thus, instead of any handwritten material, there is typewritten material that is indicated as having been handwritten. Second, there is the English translation of this German language document. Third, there is the accompanying descriptive material, the staff evidence analysis. Among the four parts, quite a few minor contradictions were noted in the course of the study. In addition, a very few documents were missing from the collection examined. It might be said, with good grounds, that certain of these documents should not be in the list, because they admit of many interpretations, other than transport of the majority of Hungarian Jews to the Reich. NG 2424 is of this nature. We have seen that the proposed Budapest action finally took place in October. NG 5533 and NG 5684 admit of many interpretations. With respect to the latter, there is no doubt that some Hungarian Jews were deported to the Reich specifically for labor, and the document may be interpreted in that respect. Nevertheless, it is obvious that I must declare, at this point, that a quite considerable amount of forgery was involved in the production of these documents. They were written after the war. That the events the documents speak of, involving over 400,000 Hungarian Jews transported to the Reich, or Poland, in May to July of 1944, did not occur is a certainty, for reasons given. However, there are grounds for a certain uneasiness here because forgery does not seem to have been practiced with respect to the parts of the Auschwitz extermination legend, which have been examined up to this point. Forgery is a risky business. Thus, although forgery seems a certainty, we should wish for some independent evidence for a charge of forgery. Forgery is less risky if it does not involve the actual forgery of signatures. If the cooperation of the persons who signed or initialed the forged documents could have been obtained, then it might have seemed that the risk was removed or minimized. Thus, we should take a close look at the endorsers of these documents. If NG 5684 is accepted, we have endorsements consisting of initials and/or signatures, or alleged initials and signatures, by Geiger, Wisberg, Henke, Reichel, Murbach, Wagner, and Todden, with the great majority of the endorsements coming from the latter two. These seven people have one very interesting thing in common: none were defendants in case 11 or, apparently, in any other trial. In the cases of the first five, this can be argued to have been reasonable, either on account of the low rank of the person or on account of his peripheral involvement with the alleged crimes. Thus, the first five people had only a minor involvement in case 11. Murbach appeared as a defense witness, and Henke was a defense affiant. With Wagner and Todden, however, the immunity from prosecution is most mysterious, if one does not grasp that the apparently safe manufacture of the incriminating Hungary documents required, basically, only their cooperation. We should thus examine their roles in the Foreign Office, and their experiences after the war. Eberhard von Todden was an official in Inland II in the Foreign Office. This group's responsibility was liaison with the SS, and thus, Todden was the quote-unquote Jewish expert of the Foreign Office, so to speak. Communication with Eichmann relative to the carrying out of Jewish policies, whatever those policies were, was a quite normal part of his duties. NG 2233 and NG 2980 are quite accurate in at least that respect. Horst Wagner was a member of Foreign Minister Ribbentrop's personal staff and, as the head of Inland II, was Todden's superior and, as the documents correctly suggest, he was equally involved in the Jewish policies of the German government. The Foreign Office had been accused by the various military tribunals of being implicated in the extermination of Jews, and at the IMT, Ribbentrop had been found guilty in this respect. The main defendants in Case 11 were some officials of the Foreign Office, most of them ordinary diplomats, and implication in Jewish extermination was naturally one of the charges. Both ex officio and in consideration of the documents that have been reviewed, both Todden and Wagner would have seemed, at the start of Case 11, to have been in serious trouble. Moreover, they could not have been considered too obscure in relation to Case 11, the Ministries or Wilhelmstrasse case. For example, the New York Times story announcing the opening of Case 11 chose to mention eight prominent defendants or witnesses, and Todden was one of those in the list. It is thus inexplicable, on normal grounds, that they were not even defendants in the trial. They both appeared as prosecution witnesses. Strange occurrences continued for several years. With respect to Todden, German tribunals attempted to correct the glaring omission by prosecuting him. After he was released from American detention in 1949, a German court in Nuremberg charged him in December 1950, but he went to Cologne in the British zone, and extradition was denied. Then a Cologne court charged him in May 1952, but the trial never materialized. He signed a prosecution affidavit for Eichmann's trial in 1961. In early 1964, he was arrested again but released after he managed to produce $500,000 bail, but then in November 1964, he was in an automobile accident and died of the injuries received. Similarly, Horst Wagner was arrested by German authorities in 1949, but he managed to flee to Spain and then to Italy. Extradition proceedings commenced in 1953 but failed. In 1958, he returned to Germany to apply for a pension, was arrested, but soon released on $20,000 bond, despite his previous flight to escape prosecution. His case seemed to disappear, but a trial was finally scheduled for May 20, 1968, 10 years after his return to Germany. However, there were several postponements for various stated reasons, and finally, in late 1972, his trial was postponed indefinitely. In late 1975, he was living in quiet retirement in a suburb of Dusseldorf. So much for the documentary evidence supporting the claims of extermination of Hungarian Jews. Wagner and Todden had joined, as had Huss and others, the new Meistersinger von Nürnberg, but they evidently did it in an intelligent manner, because they acquired effective immunity from prosecution. In this connection, a detailed study of the documents by some expert person would be, most probably, very worthwhile. One object of analysis should be the language used. For example, the expression Nach Deutschland in NG 2262 sounds as peculiar to me as to America would sound in an official State Department document, but I am not the appropriate judge in this matter. In any case, Wagner and Todden held some cards merely by virtue of knowledge of the existence of false documents, that others did not hold. For example, Huss was in a position of dependence only on the gratitude of the Allies. I have not examined all of the documents in the NG series, there are more than 5,000, and therefore I cannot reject the possibility, or even probability, that a few more exist. It is also possible that one or two might turn up with scribbles, said to be initials, for which I have no immediate answer. However, the document study has been relatively thorough in consideration of the purposes of our study. It goes far beyond the documents that happen to have been referenced by Hilberg and by Reitlinger, far enough to satisfy me three times over on the fundamental dependence of this evidence on the post-war cooperation of von Todden and Wagner. It is well worth noting that Wagner and Todden were not the only Germans involved with the Hungarian Jews, who were mysteriously excused from prosecution. SS General Otto Winckelmann, higher SS and police leader for Hungary and in command of all SS operations in Hungary, was also a prosecution witness in Case 11. SS Colonel Kurt Becker, representative in Hungary of the SS Führungshauptamt, and thus of Himmler, served the prosecution at the IMT. In fact, none of the principals unquestionably involved in whatever were the German measures relative to the Hungarian Jews, stood trial at Nuremberg or, with the exception of Eichmann, anywhere else. Eichmann was missing at the time of the Nuremberg trials, and the others gave evidence for the prosecution of those whose involvement had been at most peripheral.